The Never Say Impossible Show is on the air. Be heard. Be discovered. Be connected. Build your business. Listen each week to successful people who will inspire you, motivate you, and share with you innovative ways to breathe new life into your business. Never say impossible, because nothing is impossible until you say it is. And now, here's your Never Say Impossible host, Myra Goldick.
Greetings and welcome, my friends. If you're out there in cyberspace, anywhere, everywhere, networking and constantly looking for new connections where you can spread your message, your voice, make more business contacts, you're in the right place. If you want to touch base with others who have information, inspiration, and products that can help you succeed, you are definitely where you need to be. We are dedicated to telling your story and to linking new and old friends together through the miracle of internet radio. Our topic today is starting over, which is something that can be of your own choice and at other times not exactly what you planned. But it's something that each and every one of us experience. Today, we have two fantastic guests who never, or very seldom, use the word impossible. Instead, they embrace the infinite opportunities that exist for all of us every day of our lives. In our first half an hour, we have Sharon Izzi, spelled I-E-Z-Z-I, talk radio show producer extraordinaire. During the second half of our show, Never Say Impossible, directly after the break, we will introduce you to Susan Ames, the amazing founder of Second Saturday and a top-notch financial planner. Now, I can't wait to interview Sharon. I know this lady has had to start over and over and over again. Sharon Izzi comes to us with an extensive background in business systems consulting. Sharon combines her passion for freedom with a solid base of analytical, organizing, and writing skills, along with net savvy, a liberal dose of down-home wisdom. She has an infectiously positive attitude and a flair for the unconventional to bring out the best in people and support them in their success. Sharon is the host of Prepare for Freedom Radio, which airs Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard on Inspiring Friends Network. You can find her online at www.prepareforfreedom.com and on Facebook at Prepare for Freedom. This lady is very passionate about freedom. She believes that we must learn how to prepare to become self-reliant spiritually, financially, emotionally, mentally, and physically. Boy, has she got that right. We simply cannot continue to allow others to control what we believe, think, feel, or even what we eat. She loves helping people improve their lives by educating, motivating, and inspiring them to be their best. By the way, her favorite saying is, down home is where the heart is and where love is and ultimately where God is. Sharon, welcome and thank you for joining us today. Well, thank you, Myra, so much for that very warm welcome. How could I not be here with a smile on my face after that introduction? I got a big smile on my face, and I'm ready to go.
I know. It's coming right through the airwaves. You say, Sharon, your whole life has been a story about starting over. That's really a rather important statement. And why is that so?
Well, it started out even when I was just a little girl. We would be moving as a family to a new location every year or a few years. And that meant I was constantly having to start over in new schools, new neighborhoods with new people. And this made it extremely difficult for me to have any kind of a settled and balanced life when I was growing up because I was uprooted so frequently from my familiar surroundings. It made it almost impossible for me to form any lasting friendships. And I got a lot of teasing and bullying at school, too, because I was such a different kid. You know how kids are when a new kid comes to school. They can be so cruel. Well, I got plenty of that. And I was also what you'd call the ugly duckling growing up. But fortunately, I always remembered how the fairy tale ended. So that's what I say. I got a smile on my face now. The ugly duckling has turned into a swan.
You could say that again. I really relate to what you're saying because I had my own issues as a child also. But what did you take away from all of that? What all this moving around and starting over? And it hasn't gotten you down. There must be one particular thing that you learned through that experience.
Well, actually, it did get me down for a while, Myra. You know, I'm a human being just like everyone else. And when I was a teenager, I even entertained thoughts of suicide for a while. But when things got really bad during that time, and that's another whole story, another time to tell you about that. But when things got the worst at that time, that was when I discovered there really was a higher power. And I'm going to use that word, God, because that's how I relate to that higher power. A God that cared about me and loved me personally and wanted me to succeed. And I learned how to tap into that great source of power to first pull myself up and then help pull others up. Now, I made plenty of mistakes along the way, as we all do, but when I finally found that upward spiritual path and experienced the peace of mind, the happiness and joy it brought me, even in seemingly the worst of circumstances, I determined that I was going to stay on that path no matter what, even if that means I have to start over from time to time to break free of some influence or some people that I've allowed to distract or drag me off course. I guess you could call me a bop bag, Myra. Do you know what a bop bag is?
Yeah, but why don't you tell us?
Well, a bop bag is an inflatable toy with a weight at the bottom. And you can punch it, you can kick it, you can hit it with a bat, you can do whatever you want to with it to knock it over, and it just bounces right back up.
You bounce back up and got stronger with each punch.
Right. In fact, my mother had a saying about me, and I think it's okay to say this on the radio. She said, Sharon, you're the only person I know who can fall into a pile of manure and come up smelling like a rose.
I love it.
So I took it as a compliment.
I think she meant it as a compliment. You know, you've had to deal with some very personal tragic losses that required starting over. If you would be so kind to share just a little bit of that with us so people get the magnitude of the strength and respect that you gained for yourself through the School of Hard Knocks.
Well, thank you, Myra. First, also, I'm a human being, and so like plenty of us out there, we all have had our share of tragedy in our lives, and I'm certainly not going to claim any awards for the most tragedies, not even close. I'm sure I don't even come close. But I have been through some very human experiences that I'm sure that some of your listeners out there can relate to. For example, I've been through a bankruptcy. I've been through a divorce. I've been through the loss of a job more than once. I've been through the loss of a business more than once. And more recently here, I've also been through the loss of a very close loved one, my husband. And each of these situations, of course,
required some pretty major starting over. Some of them I was starting down with no money. Other times I was starting with no relationship. I was starting with no job, whatever it was. But it was like, okay, somebody just pulled the rug out from under me, and I get to do this again. So, yes, I've had tragic experiences in my life, but I think the thing that I see as pulling me up every time that I get knocked down is that spiritual strength or path or connection. I think that's what's given me my strength, my faith. And I'm not trying to be religious here at all, but what I do want to say is that simple faith can certainly help you to stay on a course, and sometimes it can keep you from getting shipwrecked or at least minimize the damage. I just wanted to share a little story about the Titanic. You know, the Titanic, most people know the story about the Titanic and how it hit an iceberg and went down. And there was a lady passenger on the Titanic who was quite nervous about making the journey. And as she was getting on the ship, she asked a deckhand, she asked him, is everything going to be okay? Is there any chance this ship could sink? And this deckhand said to her, God himself could not sink this ship. Well, when the ship went down, that deckhand lost his chance to start over, but I believe the lady survived.
Unbelievable story. I love that. And you're right. Faith is an important component, and we all need it. Now, I want to get on to something that's so exciting, and I don't know if our listeners know this, but Sharon and I are partners in Inspiring Friends Network, and Sharon is an incredible radio show producer. How and what made you get into this fantastic, exciting business?
Well, Myra, if you or somebody else had come to me 3 years ago and said, guess what, Sharon, you're not going to believe what you're going to be doing in 3 years. And I would say, well, probably not. Tell me, what would I be doing in 3 years? And they say, you're going to be producing internet radio shows. And I'd say, internet radio, what? What are you talking about? That's how far away I was from internet radio 3 years ago. Actually, 3 years ago, I had just lost my husband. He passed away Thanksgiving of 2008. And so I was in a deep state of grief. I had lots of things to deal with. I wasn't even interested in the internet. And Billy Bob or David looking across from me here, he could agree with that, kind of shake his head, because he even tried to tell me that I needed to get back on the internet, that I needed to be doing something. And it was like, no way.
Oh,
times change.
Times change, and you started over with a huge, huge energy. What would you say is the biggest breakthrough recently, you know, the last few years regarding internet radio, so that our listeners can be aware of it, know what kind of incredible opportunity this is right now?
Well, let me share with you how internet radio was, say, 5 or 6 years ago, because I was on the internet. I was doing something entirely different then. But back, say, 5, 6 years ago, internet radio was something that if you knew where to go, there were little stations you could listen to on the internet. You needed, of course, a computer. You would listen to your computer. That was the only way to listen back then. And some of those services are still around today. For example, there's one called Live 365 that was an internet radio, and there were lots of different stations on there. Now, back then, it was almost all music, too. And I can remember listening to Live 365 that I would tune in and get some music on, and you could pick what you wanted. And I don't even recall there being any talk radio I could listen to back then. I could be wrong about that. But I think a lot of people like me at that time, internet radio was something you listened to while you were on the computer. When you were done with the computer, you turned it off along with everything else, and you went about your life. But my how times has changed since then. Now, just 2 years ago, when I got into internet radio again, we have all kinds of ways to listen to internet radio. We have iPhones, we have smartphones, we have Androids. Services like iTunes now are picking up not only music radio podcasts, that's what you call an internet radio broadcast, you call it a podcast. I think that's because it was originally designed to be downloaded to an iPod. But now you've got talk radio that has just boomed on the internet, and through services like iTunes, you can download music, you can download talk shows, you can download, say, one person just giving a speech. So many different things that you can listen to now that fall in the category of internet radio. And I would say probably the biggest boom has been in the talk radio, because you have people now who can do a decent radio show with relatively inexpensive technology compared to what it would take, say, 10, 15 years ago to actually start your own radio station or show on a radio station. So the cost has come down, the technology has improved, and now people can listen to you on demand from anywhere and everywhere. Anybody who's got any kind of a mobile device can select whatever it is they want to listen to. They can even have it downloaded for them automatically and ready for them at a given time to listen to. It's amazing. And now I'm discovering that there's another brand new trend. And I just got a page up before I came on the air that I wanted to look at. There are now things called internet radio players. They look like, guess what? They look like radios. Only they are internet radio players. And you can put these in your car. It looks like you can put them wherever you want to put them. You don't even have to have a computer. You have a thing that looks like a radio now, only it tunes in to internet radio. And I wouldn't be surprised if there are some that you can get regular radio and internet radio on the same thing. But I'm just looking about six different devices here right in front of me, pictures of it. It's just amazing.
It is amazing, Sharon. I mean, when you really think about it, you can reach anyone all over the globe. And they can find you, fall in love with your voice, your show, find shows they love, kill time when they're doing their exercises, whatever, at an airport, a train station, wherever. You are amazing. Tell me something. How many shows were you responsible for at any given time? Being a producer is a very tedious and time-consuming job, and I know that you've run lots of shows, but how many would you say you've been responsible for producing and keeping live and sounding good on the air at any one time?
At any one time, I think I got up to 20, and that's about hair-pulling time. But let me say this, Myra, because you mentioned how the job, you thought the job might be tedious. Well, I think any job is tedious if you don't love it. But one person's tedium is another person's playpen. And when I am doing internet radio show production, when I'm editing audio, when I'm putting together what I need to put together for a show, the music, making sure that all the pieces are in the right place, to me it's like turning a kid loose in a playpen with supersized Legos. I have so much fun.
I know what you mean, because I absolutely love the radio. Now, before we go any further, I really want to make sure people know how to reach you. If they're interested in starting their own show on Inspiring Friends Network, I'm sorry, it's a plug.
That's okay. I heard that.
And I really want to let them know that you're there and you can help them sound like a pro with a very professional radio show. How do they get in touch with you?
they can contact me at Sharon@inspiringfriends.net. That's probably the easiest address to remember. I've got more email addresses than some people have changes of clothes. But that one will work. That's Sharon@inspiringfriends.net.
Okay, that's wonderful. And how would you go about, as a producer, getting them started? What would you do at the very beginning if somebody calls and tells you, Sharon, I really have a message. I have a story. I have products. I want to be on the radio, but I have no experience. What would you tell them?
Well, first I would ask them some questions so I was sure that I understood what it is that they wanted to do, and I would ask them how long they wanted to have a show, half hour or hour. Usually somebody starting out new isn't going to dare to go more than an hour. It's amazing how fast an hour goes, but we generally want to start people with an hour show. And they can start a half-hour show if they want to, but they're going to find really quickly, as I did when I started my show, that a half-hour very quickly wants to become an hour. So we suggest an hour, and we suggest that you have a clear message you want to share, and keep in mind that what you're going to be doing on the radio, first and foremost, is still entertainment, although we can call it entertainment, meaning that you're going to do it in a way that's going to make it fun and interesting for people to listen to you, but at the same time, you, of course, want to communicate a clear message. So you need to understand there, you got to keep your sense of humor and a smile on your face when you're doing this. And then what I do is I'm the kind of person that my job is I'm going to work behind the scenes. My job is to make you look and sound as good as possible. So you might say I'm a professional hand holder, but in a good way.
Mm-hmm.
And so there doesn't have to be that technological phobia. The only thing you have to know how to do really to get started is to talk into a telephone. That's really all you need to do to get started. We can take care of the intro music, the outro music, giving you a break when you need one, and I'll talk with whoever wants to do a show. We'll kind of get a feel for how often you think you're going to need a break. And there's some hosts I've even put some humorous sound effect cues on, so that they'll know when they're supposed to stop. You know, you get somebody once in a while that doesn't know what the word stop means or be quiet means. And I even had a rooster crow that came on one of my shows to get the message across, and it worked too. So we work with people just about any which way. We'll make it
like
for you.
Sharon, I'd like to add something that it's vitally important that you understand what your message is. Know what you do and what you are trying to accomplish so that your audience, and I'm talking to aspiring hosts that may be listening to this, so that your audiences know what they're going to get when they come to your show. And without that, you'll lose them. They're never going to come back. So if they're looking to get information, for example, my show, networking and connections with other people and an opportunity to promote their products and learn about new products, they'll know where to come and how to visit the archives and to pick particular shows that they may want to listen to again and again or get some information from to get an idea exactly what they should be doing. But I cannot make it clearer to anybody out there that your platform, we can tweak it, we can guide you, we can help you find your voice, but ultimately it's your show, your message, and people will be tuning in for you. We just make you sound terrific. Right, Sharon?
That sounds about right to me. And we'll put a smile on your face too.
Thank you, my friends, for tuning in.
You've been listening to the Never Say Impossible show on the Inspiring Friends Network. For more information about this show and how you can take advantage of a powerful, unique opportunity to tell the world your story, your accomplishments, your passions, and about your products, email Myra at inspiringfriends.net or call 561-429-8268. And remember, never say impossible.